Okay, today's Daf Yud. So, of Maseches Erechin, we're on the third, on the fourth line on top of the Mishnah. So, we've been discussing things that have a maximum and things that have a minimum. Right? And the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues. Ein pochsin me'eshim v'achas tekiyas b'mikdash. You don't have less than 21 shofar blasts in the base. It wasn't really a shofar. It was a chatzotzos. In the base of Mikdash, 21 every day. The minimum is 21. Where's 21 come from? 9 and 9 for each carbon tamid. 9 in the morning, 9 in the afternoon, that's 18. And then 3 when they opened up the gates of the Azara in the morning. The minimum is 21. The lomo sifin al arbarim v'shmona. The maximum is 48. Why? It's those 21, that never changes. Those 21, then the maximum will be, the maximum will be on Erev Shabbos, on Sukkot. When Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, that'll be the most. What we're getting the most from? Because then there'll be the Musaf, no matter what day, no matter what day of Sukkot it was, there's a Musaf, even if it's Chol HaMoed. So that's 9 more. Then Erev Shabbos, they blew 6. That's 15 more. And then Sukkot, there was another 12 more. There was 12 more. There was 12 more. That's 15.
And that's 48.
That's 48. There we go.
Right. There's a problem. What? Erev Shabbos, they do it to stop people from the melacha in the fields.
That's right.
But if it's yantif, why do they do melacha?
What? That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. So we're going to sort of answer that question in a little while. It could be that they blew it anyway, just because we're going to get to that. It's a good question. I didn't think of that question. But Tosfos said something, which we're going to do in a few minutes, which probably addresses that issue. And what he says is, that was just a minhag to blow it. Even if there's no
people working,
there's no reason, we blow it anyway. So that became the minhag to blow it. So those are the 48. So one of the Achronim asks, you can have a case of more than 48. I thought of one possibility. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, okay, then every time they brought the Karban Pesach, they would say Hallel. And whenever they said Hallel, they blew shofar. So you could have the three shofars, and there were three sets of No. Three groups of people bring Karban Pesach, and at each group they said Hallel 3 times, which is 9 times Hallel, which means 9 times blowing, you can have more than 48. Why does it have to be dafka on a Shabbos?
You need those extra 6.
What?
You need those extra 6.
You need the extra 6 for Musaf. Then they wouldn't blow Erev Shabbos. No. So he says, so why don't we count that one? Because that's so rare. How often is Erev Pesach fall out on a Shabbos? Right, it's very rare. Even then it was rare.
Mishnah says also nobody got to the third group.
Right. But theoretically, the answer is, okay, it's rare.
It just did.
What?
It just did.
When?
Pesach.
What? No, it's going to be next Pesach, next year, not this coming year, next year it's going to happen. The last time it happened was in 2005. That's from 2005 to 2021.
When was Pesach?
Pesach this year was on a, right. Anyway, good. Ein pochsin mishnei nevelim. You don't have less than 2 navels. How do they translate navel in English?
Harps.
2 harps. Why 2 harps? So, by the way, what he says over here, the Yerushalmi says, you know why it's called Navel? Because it's Menavel, all the other instruments with its beauty.
It's a wind instrument.
It's not a harp.
It's
Like
it's translated as Navel. Navel.
No one
knows what I'm sure what it is.
It's like a bagpipe.
Not a bagpipe. They have bagpipes in the Beis HaMikdash. British. Is that wrong? Oh, really? And you can't have more than 6. I can't have more than 6, says Rashi. Lowest barish timer. I don't know why. If Rashi didn't know why, we're not going to know why. Rashi, I don't know why. Right? So the Tiferes Yisrael says it must be that a combination of 2 of those and 6 of those was the optimum, you know, orchestra. Must be. Rashi says, I don't know why. Ein pochsin mishnei chalilin. Now listen, 2 flutes. V'lo sifin al shnei masar. You can't have more than 12. U'b'shnei masar, yom b'shana, hachalil makeh. Really, only 12 days a year you had flutes. Only 12 days a year. Maka means to hit, means to put your fingers on the holes to make sounds, to make flutes. Lefnei HaMizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach. What are those 12 days? Shechitas Pesach Rishon, 1. Shechitas Pesach Sheni, 2. Yontif Rishon Shal Pesach, 3. Yontif Shal Atzeres, Shavuos, is 4. And Shemonos Yimei Chag, and 8 days of Sukkot, is 12. Okay? V'lo ha'yamaka ba'abib shal nechoshes, they wouldn't use a flute made out of copper, ela ba'abib shal kana, but a reed, then they should call it orev. That's the best sound, right? And the rest of the year, they wouldn't use chalolim at all, rather they would use nevel, mitzaltayim, which I think are cymbals, and a kinor, which is that I think is a harp.
Yeah.
Okay. They would only use one. Rashi explains what that means is that when they had two, but one would machlik means to Rashi as it means to end, and when it was time to end, one would stop before the other. So it's more beautiful when one's going by itself without the other one being there. You always had two, and to end it off, one would go alone. Okay. Of the kahanim hayu divrei meir. Rameir says these were kahanim blowing these. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachas Beis Pagris, Ubeis Tzafaria, Ma'amos Hayu, they were Yisraelim, Masiyin LeKahuna, who would marry the Kahanim, because they were very chashuv families, Yichastika families, they got to marry the Kahanim. Rabbi Chinina Ben Natikis Omer, Levim Hayu. So three Machlokes, which one, Kahanim, Levim, or Yisraelim. Okay. Now, Masnis and Delok Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because our Mishnah said the minimum is 21 shofars a day, and the maximum is 48. He said, the Tanya Huda Omer, Hapachas Lichas Misheva, the minimum is 7, V'amosif Lo Yosef Al Shesh Yisrei, and the maximum is 16. How can it be him? So the Gemara says, so Micah Miflagi, what are they even arguing about? They're not arguing about anything. They both held 21. The question is, Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya, is that counted as 1, or is it counted as 3? Huda counted it as 1. Therefore, he says, it's only 7. We count it as 3, so it's 21.
I think it's true.
Whatever, it's true. We don't know what a true is. A true could be either what we call a trua, a true could be what we call a shvarim, or a true could be a both. Shvarim trua, right? So we don't know what it is, that's what we do. In Rosh Hashanah, we do all. So they're not arguing. He called it, those three, one unit. He called it 1, so therefore it's 7. We called 3, so it's 21. It's the same thing. They're not arguing at all. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tekiya Teruah, Tekiya Chadi. Tekiya Teruah, Tekiya is 1. Rabbanan Savri, Tekiya Lechud, Teruah Lechud, Tekiya Lechud. We call that 3. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Why does he call it 1? Because Ksiv, it says, it's in last week's parasha. Usikatim Teruah, blow a Teruah, Uksiv, Teruah Yisku'u. Right? Shema Mina, Tekiya Teruah, Tekiya Chadi. It's all 1. Verabanan, I'm sorry, therefore he holds it's 1. Verabanan, hahu, lipshuta lefanea, upshuta lacharehu asa. No, you have to have a tekiah before the trua, and a tekiah after the trua, which we all, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't dispute that, but he holds it's all 1 unit, we hold it's 3 units. Basically, they learn it out of psukim. Verabanan, maitamayu, why does the Rabbanan call it 3? Because, dichsiv, ubahakilas hakahal, there's a pasuk also in last week's parsha, ubahakilas hakahal, Tisku'u, sometimes they would blow velotariu, and they wouldn't blow a trua. So you see that they're different things. Sometimes they would blow and not blow a trua. And if it's 1 unit, Amar Achmana Ovid Palga the mitzvah? Is it half a mitzvah? What kind of thing is that? Is it half a mitzvah? Obviously, they're all individual units. And sometimes you have tekiah by itself. So, never heard of such a thing. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda,
they're arguing, they don't hold it's the same sound.
No, it's the same sound, but sometimes you need a tekiah, you can have a tekiah by itself. After all, the pasuk says, disku, they blow tekiah, velo toriyu, and not a trua. So you have tekiah by itself. So the question now is, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that's 1 unit, if you can blow it by themselves? That can't be 1 unit. So the Gemara asks that question. Rabbi Yehuda, nasimana be'almahu, that didn't have any halachic significance. That was just like an alarm. It alarms, so we don't care what that sounds like. When the Torah said, you make Rashi says, Simon Balma, well, Simon Lakilu, just everyone should gather together. It's a, what do you call it? Like a fire alarm or something. A gathering alarm, that had no halachic significance. That, so we don't care what that sounds like. Therefore, that you can blow tekiyah below teruah. That could be a tekiyah without a teruah. But otherwise, they have to always be the same. They have to always be a unit. So do you count it as three? Do you count it as one? It's a machlokas in numbers. It's not a machlokas in anything else. Now, Kiman Azul had the Amar of Kahana. Who says the following? Or who goes like Rav Kahana said? Ein bein tekiyah l'teruah v'lo klum. You can't have any pause between the tekiyah and the teruah. Who said that? Kiman, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said it's one unit. It's all one unit. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Well, of course. Of course it has to be him. So the Gemara says, well, it doesn't have to necessarily be him. Madatim, I would have thought, Avila Karabanan Isya, that could even be the Rabbanan. Ah, the Rabbanan say they're really individual units. Right? Nah, Lafuki Madur Biyochanan. The only thing we don't agree with, no one holds like this. Rabbi Yochanan, Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Domer Rabbi says, Teisha Tekiyos, Tekiyos, Teisha Shos, Bayom, Yatsa. And even if you blow 9 Tekiyos, over 9 hours of a day, we'll start in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll blow 1 Tekiyah. Then we'll blow another one an hour later. That's going to be good. You're going to be Yotzi, your mitzvah of either Rosh Hashanah, or, no, Kamash, even that's good, Kamash, that's not good. So everybody could agree that you can't pause when you're blowing Tekiyah, Ruah Tekiyah. Everyone would agree you can't pause. I the Rabbanan said that it's not so, it's really 3 separate mitzvahs. Yeah, that just means you can't blow them, 3 other mitzvahs are true, and you can't blow them over the course of a whole day. That you can't do that. But if you have a pause over here, but you would agree you can't have a pause. Says Tosvos, in the Tosvos of Ein Bein Tekiyah, Umasik, we paskin, the paskin is, the Asr Krabi Yehuda, we really call it Krabi Yehuda here. The Ka'amar, it's Tarat, Chada Tekiyah, it's really, we'll hold it's one. For Hachanami, L'Rabbanon, the Asr Lahasik at Tekiyos. And you're not allowed to pause in between the Tekiyos. You can't blow Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow Tekiyah, and we'll go to the bathroom, we'll have a drasha, can't do that, and then we'll resume. Can't do that. Within the unit, can't do that. Umikan niruluri the asa lahafsik bein shvarim with tekiyos. You can't pause between the shvarim and the tekiyah either. To ha misapkalon iganuche ganach v'yulu lelol. Because I'm not even sure what a trua is. Is it a wail? Is it a cry? Is it a shvarim? Is it a trua? Bahadi adadi, or is it all three together? Lakach anu osim shvarim with trua bahadi adadi. Therefore, we blow shvarim trua together. Bechad tekiyah misafek. We blow it as one misafik. Va'aser lahafsik beinayin. You can't pause in between that. Vim nenas betrua. V'liachol asos. When they code to rucho, you can't get a true out. You have short of breath. Oh, but they shum ones. Some other accident, some other thing happened, right? All of a sudden, you hear a car crash outside. So it got the guy all confused. I forgot where I'm up to. I forgot already. What's the halacha? Yachzer l'shvarim. V'hod l'liray. You have to go back to the shvarim trua portion. You have to go back to the shvarim portion. Because it is one unit. And Rebbe agreed to that. Mikan mashma fair, it's mashma. Sha'asha lahafzik bein tekiyah l'tekiyah. You can't even masik between different tekiyos. Daha damrinan l'shabbos, shem afsikin. I on Shabbos, they would pause. On Shabbos, damrinan, hatekiyah rishon, ha'i tekiyah levatel am b'sa'a shabbatalas. The first tekiyah would get people from not to work. Right? Shnia. No, by the way, Monty, now I'm thinking what you asked me before. No, it's Erev Shabbos of Sukkot, not Shabbos. Erev Shabbos of Sukkot. So it could be Chalamoid. It could be Chalamoid.
No, that's not my question. My question is Erev Shabbos, is they do the...
Right, you said, but they're not working anyway. No, but it's Chalamoid. It could be Chalamoid.
Second day even?
No, it could be any day of Chalamoid. Happens to be Erev Shabbos. So you have Musaf because it's Chalamoid.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what it could be, right. But he says over here, listen to this. The first time they blew shofar was to get the people from stopping to work. Shnia lahatpol ha'ir v'chanu yoseh. Anybody have to go to the mikvah? Go to the mikvah now, right? And so, but the point is, there's a pause. So there'll be a half hour difference between this and that, right? There's a pause. Right. Everyone stop, time to close the stores. Then get ready, go to the mikvah, take a shower. So it was different pause. But didn't we just say you can't pause? So Gemara, no shiny hustle here. There it's different. Given the taktiknum kain kedelios kol achas v'achas similar davar echad. Each one was for a specific simon. Lav hefsik chashivle. It's not called a hefsik. Okay, so that's okay. Now, next Gemara. So we said the shnei masayom yom b'shana makah b'chalil. There were 12 days a year where they would have an extra fancier singing because an extra fancier day. Those are the 12 days that we said it was really 12 yontif days. Ma'ishna hani? Why these days? Ha'il v'yachad go b'henas a halil. Those are the days, 12 days a year, where you said hallel. Only 12 days.
You said the whole hallel.
The whole hallel. And there's eight more days of Hanukkah, which is 18 days, and that's it. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's 21 days. It's the second day of Pesach, second day of Shavuos, and what's the other third day? And it's the next day of Sukkot. We have an extra day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz. That's it. There's only 21 days. The Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Shmona Asa Yomim Shayachid Behen Gomer Tahalo. Those are the 18 days that you say Hallel, whole Hallel. Shmoni Me'achag, 8 days of Sukkot. Shmoni Me'chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. That's 16 already. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is 17. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres is 18. That's it. And by the way, Ubegola and on Begolas Esrim Be'echad, it's 21 days. Tishi Me'achag, an extra day for Sukkot. Shmoni Mechanica is the same. Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach is the same. Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres and Shavuos. That's it. What about the days when you say half Hallel? What about that? So here we go. Maishna Bechag, Dominan Kol Yoma, Umaishna Pesach, Dolomrinan Kol Yoma. How come on Pesach, on Sukkot, we say whole Hallel on Chalamoid the second days, and on Pesach we don't? Why don't we? So before looking at the answer, what do you think the answer is? Anyone think what the answer is?
We don't bring new
Karbanos. That's what the Gemara answers. People say another answer. What's the other answer? Because the Mitzrayim drowned on Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach. So how could we say Hallel and they're drowning? Right? So, what? No, it doesn't answer Chalamoid, and the Gemara doesn't bring that answer. That is a Medrash. It's a Medrash that says that, and the Torah brings the Medrash. So, one second. The Chag, Chalukin b'Karbanosehen. On the Chag, you have different Karbanos. And Pesach, Ein Chalukin b'Karbanosehen. And on Pesach, Chalamoid, it's the same carpet every day. That's why on Sukkot, we lane on Chalamoid. Every day is a different laning. And on Pesach, it's the same. The Haftorah is the same. Sukkot, you take only one Torah. Pesach, you take out two. On Chalamoid, right? It's the same carbon musaf every day, and on Sukkot every day was different because it was for the 70 nations. Every day went down; it changed every day, right? And Chanukah, by the way, which doesn't have Karbanos, the reason we say Hallel every day is because every day was another nace. Because the menorah, no, that's the reason. That's the Tosaf says that. Shabbos. Now, what about Shabbos? Shabbos. The Chalukah b'Karbanosehen Lema, every Shabbos, not every Shabbos, Shabbos is different than the days of the week. So how come we don't say Hallel on Shabbos? How come we say Hallel on Shabbos? And the Gemara answer is, Lo Ikri Moed. It's not called the Moed. Not called the Moed. Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed. Lema, why don't we say, where is Rosh Chodesh called the Moed? We'll see that in a minute. Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed. Why don't we say, it's called a moed from a pasuk in Eicha, of all places. So why don't we say it on Rosh Chodesh, full Hallel, from a full Hallel. And the answer is, lo ikdish b'siyas malacha. Because Rosh Chodesh is not asher malacha. What about Chanukah? The Chanukah had an eighth. So each one, Rosh Chodesh has nothing. Right? So, d'chziv, hashir hayi yolachem, kalel haskad eshchag, right? Laila hamikudash lechag, ton shira. Only if the night has a chag, pshein b'kudosh b'chag, ain't on Shira. Fine. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, dikri moed, Rosh Hashanah of Kippur is a moed, and v'ikdish b'siyas malacha, and has also, you can't do malacha on them, lema. Why don't we say it on Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur? The Gemara answers, mishum d'ravo, dam ravo, amu malach yashat v'nei kodosh baruch hu, the malachim say, ribon shalolam, b'nei ma'ino yisol om shira l'fanecha b'Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. How can they don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, those Jews? Amalehen, so Hashem says, Efshir melach yoshev al kisei hadin. Is it possible that I'm sitting in judgment for Sifrei Chayim and Sifrei Mesim p'suchim l'fanav, and Sifrei Chayim and Sifrei Mesim are open, for yisol om shira l'fanav, saying shira? Not appropriate. Says Tosvos, the little Tosvos, amu malach yashareis, but it doesn't say, how come we don't say Shira? Us Malachim don't say Shira, right? Mashma, Shemalachi Asharis, Omim Shira. That they do say Shira on Rosh Hashanah because they're not being judged. So they do say Shira the Malachim. Says Tosfos, what do I care what they're doing? Mikan, Lakach, Omari, the Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, Ein diluk. Don't skip what we all skip. Don't skip the following. V'achayos yishoru. U'kruvim yifo'eru. We said a whole, in Berachas Kriyashma. We said a whole fancy language of what the malachim are doing. Don't skip that. Because they are doing all that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you ever wonder, why? What's it doing in there? Why are we skipping it? Why do some shul say it? Why don't we say it? What's going on? This is what's going on. Because they're saying Shira. So why don't we say all that? That's what they're doing. We don't say it, because we can't say it. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisiv, what about them? They could say it. Fascinating, right? Okay. Now, then the Gemara is going to go out of Chanukah and Purim, but now we can go back to Tosfos. So go back to Amud Aleph, and it's a long Tosfos. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to do most of it, because now, says Tosfos, it's the bottom Tosfos on the page. Pirish. See Pirish, Yud Ches Yom, the 18 days. Pirish, Ubishar Yomim, Ein Omrim Osa Klal. Any other day of the year, you don't say Hallel at all. At all. Not even Rosh Chodesh, right? The Lekalif Rushay Bishar Yom Im Gomer Oso, Abel Kor Oso Bedilog. Don't tell me that on the other days you say half Hallel. That can't be. Because Midika Amar Rabbeinu Rosh Chodesh, Ikri Moed, Lema, since the Gemara asked, what about Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we say Rosh Chodesh? Obviously, we're not saying anything. Because why was the Gemara asked that? You hear that? Hear what Tosfos just said? Since the Gemara asked, what about Rosh Chodesh? Obviously, this Gemara held that on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Hallel. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said, so why don't you say whole Hallel?
We're talking about whole and half.
Right, we're not talking about whole and half. The Gemara asked the question, what about Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara answered, no, it's not Asar Malacha. Why didn't the Gemara answer, you're saying half Hallel already? The Gemara didn't say that. So says Tosfos, obviously, they're not saying Hallel at all. The Mashmah, the Sovereign, the Ein Omer Moser Rosh Chodesh Klal. This Mount Omer held, you don't say Hallel at all. V'chein, had the Omer Maishno Chag Dominum Pesach Lo Minon. And the Gemara asked, what about Pesach? The rest of Pesach? Mashma, the Ein Chova Lo Omer Klal Rosh Chodesh Ube Pesach. You don't say it at all. Kach Mashma, V'chein Mashma Hach the Mesechta's Tainus. Listen to this story. Rav Ikla Lebavel. Rav went to a town in Bavel. He walked into some shul. Chazino Dekari Hallel, Rosh Chodesh. He saw they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Kosavar, he thought to himself, Lav Sikinu, gotta stop them. He wanted to stop them. He wanted to make a whole protest. Kivan Deshama Dekamadalgi, since he saw they were skipping, Omar, he said, Minog, Avosem B'Yadayim. It's just a Minog. I should stop them from saying a minhag. They're skipping. I don't care what they're saying. Tehillim? No, I have no problem with that. Mashma, Shrav HaYisavar, Rav thought, Shaloha Yomrim Oso Klal. Mashma, Shrav HaYisavar, Shaloha Yomrim Oso Klal. In Rav's shul, they didn't say it at all. Right? Im Kain, Vadai, Masha, Anu Omrim Oso, En Ela Minhag Ba'alma. Right? V'en Achova, Kobiyanta B'Yudchez Yomim. So obviously, saying Hallel on any other day on Rosh Chodesh, just a minhag, right? Just a minhag, not like the other 18 days. Tosfos just proved all that from these Gemaras, right? Umikal makom omer benatam the tzarich levarich alav. You still make a bracha on Hallel, even though it's a minhag. Why? The kach mashma kach the tzarich alav sekinu, because Rav wanted to stop them. This is the key line here. Rav wanted to stop them from saying Hallel. What, are they saying it without a bracha? Why would he care? Right? Dim lo came, because if he was in there and he didn't make a bracha, miyad shirah Rav shalom birchu lefanov, as Rav saw that they didn't make a bracha, miyad ha-yachol lahavin shalom ha-yachova ela minog. Why would he care? They're saying Hallel without a bracha? Why would Rav care? Let him go say it. What's the issue? It must be, he heard they made a bracha. Hey, what are you guys doing? Making a bracha on Rosh Chodesh? We don't do that. You're skipping, it's only a minhag. And you still made a bracha, and Rav had no problem with that. And when this Gemara comes up, and Rav said, and the Tosfos says, and don't tell me Rav walked in late, and he missed the bracha. That can't be right. That's what Tosfos says over there. Rav didn't walk in late, he didn't hear them say the bracha. He didn't know what they were doing. Don't say that, says Tosfos. That can't be, Rav wouldn't come late. So you see what he says, Tosfos? That they want to say Hallel without a bracha? There's no issue with that. Okay? Then, Tosfos says something fascinating. So, Then he brings a raya because the Gemara says you're allowed to pause in the middle of halal. You can answer amen, you can answer kedusha. How could it be? It must be it's a minim. Then skip to a little further down where it says velo dummy. It's about four lines. The lines are skinny again. Velo dummy lahay de amar beperek lulav arava. Don't tell me, how could you make a bracha on a minim? We have a rule in sukkah. It says aminhag lo mevarchinon. Do you not make a bracha on a minhag? We don't make a bracha on Hoshanas. Why? It's only a minhag. It's such an old minhag. It's a minhag neviim. Such an old minhag. You don't make a bracha on Hoshanas. How can I make a bracha over here? It's also a minhag. So Tosfos says, "Hani mili l'tiltal." That's only by taking up aravas or Hoshanas, whatever. The minhag kimin arava. It's a minhag like aravas. Aval akriya, but on davening, the minhag, which is a minhag. Mevarchin on Shaper. It's good to make a bracha. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
I still said that. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference?
It's also counterintuitive, I think.
What?
I also think it's counterintuitive.
Why are you making a bracha?
Yeah.
So then Tosfos says, and skip another bunch of lines, and then in the middle, further down, he says, Mikol Makom, Nakat, it says Rabbeinu Shimshon. It doesn't mean that. It means Rabbeinu Tam. Biadecha, the Tov Levarech, Liyachid Nami, Betchila. Didn't he, even a Yachid makes a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh saying halal. Nihi, it's true. Devada ein mechuyev laamro. There's no chiyev. It's only a minhag. Mikol makom me'achar shemazkik atzmo lakach. Since you already put yourself in this position, ein ze bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. Kemo shehanoshim mevarchos alantilas lulav. Women shake a lulav. They also make a bracha. Ashkenazim make a bracha. She'eno levatala. It's not a minhag for nothing. Afal pi the paturos, even though they're pater, mikol makom hey mishayis litlo. They're allowed to do it. V'im v'ein zeh bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. Psak. So he's comparing, saying a minhag of Rosh Chodesh on halal to women pick up a lulav. Women wouldn't like to hear that because they wouldn't. They wouldn't like to hear that because it's not a minhag for them. They're just not commanded. So very interesting tosas. Very interesting. I was wondering, I looked it up in the back. He had a whole long piece. Why would davening be different for a bracha than doing another mitzvah, like picking up the aravis, which said no bracha on that. It's only a minhag. What's davening different? So a lot of achronim spilled ink, trying to explain what he meant by that to us. Okay,
very simple. So,
yeah.
When you say the exact same thing in a different time, you make the bracha.
What do you mean?
Right?
Yeah.
You make the bracha. We don't have a different time where we pick up our rubbish and make a bracha.
What do you mean? Lulav. In your lulav, you pick up that lulav and make a bracha. Right?
Just our stamma rubbish and a lulav.
Right.
You're not making a bracha on that rubbish, you make a bracha on the lulav.
Right, so
is not really even though the mission says it's a day of our rubbish, there's really no, we're not commanded to do anything on it.
You commanded to just pick it up. Pick it up and shake it.
It's not.
Wave it around. One of the answers in the back was like this. Second day Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Why do we keep second day Yontif today? Minog. It's a minog. It's only a minog. We know it's not Yontif. In Israel, they're driving around in cars, and here we're keeping Pesach. Why? Because it's a minog. So then you sit down to the second Seder, and you make a bracha on matzah. You're making a bracha on a minog. Right?
And you say Shehet
Yonah. You say Shehet Yonah. Every bracha you say. Every bracha is the same thing. It's the first night. The exact same thing.
Yeah.
What? Pshat?
It's not a minute.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Because we hold that second day Yontif. When we hold that you're, if you would be Machal Yontif.
No.
Right?
Right? It's we say not Machal Yontif.
No.
Don't be a minute.
Yeah, because how it started is it's Fegid Yoma.
It was Fegid Yoma. Now it's not something anymore.
Right.
So what? Why are we doing it?
So why do we have to drive a car?
Because it's a minhag.
So
nobody would.
I didn't say that.
By the way, there are many gedolim that held that if someone passes away on second day Yontif, you bury him.
Okay.
And you drive to the cemetery, and you can dig up the ground by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So why do we make brachas then? The answer is because when you don't make a bracha, that minimizes it, and it goes away. The mitzvah will go away. The minhag will go away.
Right.
You know what the raya is? Sfiras Omer. If someone forgets to say Sfiras Omer with a bracha, they forget.
You don't say a bracha, right?
And then the rest of Sfira,
you don't say a bracha,
right? You say without a bracha. How many times do you say Sfira after that? It's the same mitzvah.
Right.
Once there's no bracha, the whole mitzvah goes away.
Right.
So once Once is no, we can come to the second Seder and not make brachas on matzah, for giving no matzah anymore. That's the same thing over here. Without the bracha, the mitzvah of the minig will go away. The minig will fall by the wayside. It's a psychological thing. So there's truth to it. And we all know that's true by Sfira. Once you forget the bracha, the same mitzvah, same Sfira. I'm not paying a bracha anymore. Who needs it? Exactly. Right? That's how people are. It's human nature.
And you're going to keep forgetting it.
And you're going to keep forgetting it. I'm not taking a bracha anymore. It's a difference. But, right? That's how human nature. It's the same issue with the brachas. That's what would happen. So maybe that's what he means. Like you said, when it comes to picking up a ravis, so what am I doing? What am I doing? Who said that? What am I doing already? When it comes to davening, so if you're not going to daven, so make a bracha, then you'll remember to daven. Right? Okay. Next. Where are we up to? V'chanaka d'lohachi v'lohachi v'hachi v'kamar. Chanaka is not asr malacha, and it's not called a moed, and nevertheless we say halal. Misham nesa, because of a nes. It was a nes. Purim, dika nisalema. What about Purim? So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, l'fisha ein omer shira al nes shir b'chutz laretz. We don't make shira on a nes that happened in chutz laretz. It happened in Persia. Really? Maskel for Vlachim by Yitzchak, is that true? For Rabbi Yitzchak, it's time the nes shir b'chutz laretz, from reading halal. But Pesach was a nes that happened in chutz laretz, and we say halal. Ask the Turei Evin, that's not why we say halal on Pesach. The reason we say halal on Pesach is because it's a yontif. What are you talking about nes? Says the Turei Evin, the Gemara is talking about halal at night. Halal at night. Pesach night, we say halal. Why do we say halal Pesach night? In shul. Why do we do that?
Except for those people who leave.
Except for those people who leave. Exactly. And the way I don't have to get into this Gemara, those people who leave. They can say it's at the Seder. That's a very cheap answer. So the answer is, at night. Why do we say halal at night? With a bracha, whole halal? Because of it was an ace. That's why. Anyway, Kedetanya, the answer is, add to the why we're saying a nace that happened in Chutz Laretz. The answer is Ad shelo nichnas Yisrael la'aretz hokshu kol aretz lo mashira. Now, before we came into Eretz Yisrael, then any place in the world was eligible for shira, even Mitzrayim. Mishenichnas la'aretz. Once we had got the land, lo hokshu kol aretz lo mashira. No longer can you say halal for a nace that happened in Chutz Laretz, right? Rav Nachman Amar. Another answer. Kriyasa zuhi hilula. No, reading the Megillah takes the place of halal, which is why some held that if you don't have a Megillah, you don't have a Megillah. I don't have one. Some said maybe you should say halal, because the Megillah takes the place of halal. Say in the Chanan, if you don't have a Megillah, maybe you should say halal, according to this answer. Rav Amar, Bishlam ha'asam halal avdei Hashem, v'alal malal avdei Paro. So when we left Mitzrayim, we became avadim of Hashem, and no longer avadim of Paro. Hacha halalu avadei Hashem. Okay, so after Purim, we got reinvigorated, right? V'lo avdei Achashverosh, but we're still under Achashverosh. Akati avdei Achashverosh anan. We're still under Achashverosh's rule. Famous line. So therefore, we don't say halal for that reason. Because what changed? We're still under Achashverosh's rule. What changed? We don't say halal for that. Ul Rav Nachman d'Amar. Okay, I tell you the truth. I don't understand this Gemara. I don't understand this following question. Ul Rav Nachman d'Amar, who said Kriyasa zuhi hilula, that the reason why you say that the reading the Megillah takes the place of halal, Hatanya, but we said. So then how could you be Megillah because it's happened in Chutz Laretz? That must be the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's question is, well, once the Galus happened, and Purim happened during Galus, so we're back to the old rule, that anywhere an ace happens is valid. Okay. Good? Very good. Next. Lohaya Machib Abuf Shal Nechoshes. They wouldn't use a copper flute. Pasach b'chalil, so we start off talking about a chalil, which is a flute. U'mitzayim ba'abub, and we end off with the word abub, which also means a flute. So, Amar of Papa, hainu chalil, hainu abub, the same thing. V'amai karu le'chalil, why do we call it a chalil? D'chali kalye, because it has a great sound, such a sweet sound. Tanar banan, abub hayu b'mikdash, there was a flute in the mikdash, chalak haya, it was smooth, dak haya, it was thin, shalkana haya, it was made out of reed, Uyimos Moshe Haya. It came back. It was Moshe Rabbeinu, an old flute. Tziva HaMelech. The Melech said, I don't know which Melech. One Melech said, V'tzipiyuzov. Let's plate it with gold. V'lo Haya Kala Orev. It didn't sound as good. So not Lues Tzipuyuzov. They took the gold off. V'ya Kala Orev Kmosha Haya. It went back to the way it was. Tziltzol Haya B'Mikdash. There was a Tziltzol. That's Mitzaltayim. Is that symbols? So mitzal taim was in the mikdash. Shal nechalis, they were made out of copper. V'hayakala orv nivgam. the sound was very good, and then it got broken, the sound. Something broke, something happened over here. They brought the best experts from Alexandria. They fixed it. If it wasn't so good, they undid whatever those guys fixed. And it went back to the way it was before. There was a mortar to crush the spices in the mikdash. It was made out of copper. It was a mortar from Moshe Rabbeinu's days. And they would use it to crush the besamim. Says Rashi, people that say Pita Maktoris or people that say Enkel Okenu say this every single day. And I wonder, does anybody have any idea what they're saying? Says Rashi, Shabahaya Koshtin Simamane Hakatoris. They would use this tool to crush the samamane of the Katoris. Vahaya Kolo Tzolol, and the noise was very sweet. And it made the spices very good. Very good smelling. It gave him reach. Kidamrina bekrisas, hashochek, when you crush them, amar, heitev, hadek, heitev, shakal, yafa, libesamim. Because talking makes the besamim taste better, smell better. What on earth does that mean? The famous Gemara. That just talking while you're crushing it makes the spices taste better, smell better, be better. What does that mean? How does talking make the spices better?
This is a Gemara that says.
Because the Gemara says that. I know, it's a Gemara increases that vav. The Gemara says that. How does that work? What is that? What is that? Magic?
The same way Lashon Hara ruins wine.
Talking. Oh, talking when you're making wine ruins the wine?
That's the Gemara.
Oh, interesting.
The Gemara says that in the place it does, makes perfume, make noise, and the place it makes wine, be quiet.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Nifkaba, so that somehow the mortar broke or something. So Heviu, Ubnim, Alexandra, Shalmatime, they brought the experts. Fitignua, they fixed it. It wasn't working as well. They undid the fixing. And it went back to being good like it was before. These two kalim, they were remnants from the first base of Mikdash. Vinifkamu, they got broken. Aruka, they didn't have any way to fix it. David said, Nechoshes Memurat, Nechoshes Maruk, right? That it was some kind of copper kalim. Valeimu Omer, it says in Ezra, Ukle Nechoshes Mitzmutzav, Shnayim Chamudos Kazahav. They were like shiny like gold. These copper kalim. They were copper looks a little goldish. They were shiny like gold. Rabbi Shmuel, it's a machlokas here between Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Shakol Kishnayim Shalzav. Each one looked like two measures of gold. The Chad Amar, one says, no, Shnayim Shekulik Echad Shalzav. Both together look like one measure of gold. It wasn't a shiny. Tani of Yosef, Shnayim Shekulik Echad Shalzav. He's learned that they were both equal to one measure of gold. Tani of Nasan Omer, Shneim Hayu. It was doubled over, twice the amount of gold. Shneimar, Shnayim. Al Tikri Shnayim, El Shneim. Twice the amount of gold. Tani Rav Shirin Begamliel, Shiluach Haya, there was a Shiluach River, stream, Mikaleach Mayim Bekoiser. It was going through a pipe, through the Mayon, the spring, and it was as thick as the Iser, which is a certain kind of coin. Tziva HaMelech, the king said, why is it such a narrow hole, like the size of a narrow hole, like the hole of a coin? No, for Herchivu, let's widen that hole. Kadeshi is Rabu Memov. That is, more water should come out. Vinismatu, less water came out. V'chazru, Umiyutuhu, they went ahead and made it smaller again. Then the water flowed again. L'kayim Ashenemar, that's what it says. Al Yishalel Chacham B'chachmaso, V'al Yishalel Gibor B'gvuraso. Right? In other words, sometimes, don't try to second-guess smart people. That's basically what it means. Don't second-guess Hashem. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. He made the spring like this. Don't second-guess him, right? Don't praise the Chacham and his Chacham. Leave it, let it go. There were Vardalim in the base of Mikdash. My Vardalim, what are those? Omer Abaya, Tavla, Gur, Gada. A bell and a clapper. Mibnei Shekolo Orev. That sounded very good. Uma'arbib et hana'ima. And it would join in. Ma'arbib. We'll get them all mixed up. All mixed up in the orchestra. And that sounded very, very well. Very. What about them? Yeah, but that wasn't part of this orchestra.
Oh, I see. Just
right. All right. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a good day.